Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here it is. Now, this is Jerry Jones one more time because I want to make a connection with Joe Lacob, quite frankly.
Now, if you think I'm interested, I'm on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me. To talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you.
Could you imagine Joe Lacob saying that to you and I?
No, I couldn't.
Would he ever have a reason to say that to you or I?
But that was deflection. Jerry knows what time it is. He knows they were right. Those questions were pertinent. You've messed up. You didn't add. Are you shocked at what you're seeing? You've had four home losses. That was the worst one you've ever had since you owned the team. I don't think Joe Lacob would pick that time to come at us. That's what I believe.
Well, what if, in
theory... That's what's so sad about what Jerry did, is you know they're right, Jerry. And now you just... Well, you know what I mean?
Sure, but let's say, hypothetically, Lacob would come on with us once a week on a Tuesday. But on Monday, you know, they lost, let's say, on Sunday night. I know it doesn't work perfectly, the analogy. But let's say we came in yesterday and said, well, and I said, I'll tell you what, this team, the mistake of James Wiseman has killed this organization. James Wiseman, that decision has set this franchise back 5 years. They should have never drafted him. He wasn't ready.
Right.
It was a big mistake. It hurt. I still can't imagine him saying, I'll get somebody else to ask me my question.
And that's a compliment to his person. I believe the same things, Donnie. Yeah. I really do.
888-957-9570 is the number. Are we doing a good enough job out here in the Bay of holding our sports figures accountable?
Let me
it's
just
really
get
that
your,
simple.
Your thoughts on Jerry's a billionaire, right? So when it comes to the financial, but we know he hasn't won in 30 years, hasn't gotten two NFC championship games since 1995. Steiny, it's killing him. He's 82 years old. He might outlive us both. But my point is, what he did, you got it out of your chest, but you've made yourself and your organization a laughing stock right now. The fact that we're playing that, it's playing in every major market, it's leading on every national show. It is what it is, but Steiny, this makes it more embarrassing. It's like you went off on the wrong people. You're the general manager. You're the reason your team is soft. You can't take that out on radio host and to threaten their 9-to-5s. It's making what really the rat on the table is your soft football team. You're making a joke of the star right now. Do you buy that? The fact that we're playing, he's a joke. It's a joke. It's worse than the loss. And I don't know if you felt good saying that and you know, but flexing because you can.
But you're telling me that those guys have interviewed Jerry Jones for
14 years.
Well, then how, I'm not saying he was joking, but really, after 14 years of dealing with these same two guys...
And they're not going to get fired, but...
Right,
yeah.
Right. I guess that's... Yeah.
But that sound is embarrassing, right? It's almost like his version of losing it. And now, you know, people are playing it on every outlet.
Well, that was kind of my
point. And I would tell them, why are you taking it out on the wrong people?
And that's what I'm asking, is the Niners are 3-3.
They're injured.
Right, and yes, there's some fans that think the team should be better, and the Chiefs are coming in this week, and it's a big game, and we think they got a shot at winning it. and we go to 4-3 when and we're solidly in first place. The Eagles are 3-2. They're an S show. The Cowboys are 3-3, just like the Niners. Different 3-3. If you can argue that, that's fine, but they're still 3-3. And it's an S show. Like, is both it our reason?
Yeah.
I mean, could it be an S show out here if we wanted it to be?
I don't believe so, because Kyle Shanahan is not perfect, but his relationship with the fan base, people recognize his brilliance. Those two dudes, McCarthy and Sirianni, their relationship with the fans, your friends on your Vine, want both of those guys removed. So that's a big part of it, too. Like, Kyle, yeah, you can question his overtime and the team wasn't ready, but he got you to the Super Bowl, Stani. Sirianni and McCarthy are not wanted by the fan base, a majority of the fan base, I need to say. So it starts there. So I'm looking at Ninerville, and I hope I'm not coming across saying, oh, the Niners got a litany of issues and we're not talking about them. Their only thing is, Kyle, when are you going to close? When are you going to close it? And I would take that all day, every day, than 30 years of futility.
Steve-O in San Francisco. What's going on, Steve-O? How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. I hope you're doing good, too. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say I love you guys. I love the way you do what you do. I think the whole station has a great team. And I think it's about respect. You know, you respect the sport. You respect the media, the craft of the media.
Mm.
And, you know, I think when the time comes to be a little more critical, I think you guys do step up. You're right. You know, the Niners are perennial Super Bowl contenders. The Warriors, you know, they've earned their right to maybe have an off year here and there. And then, you know, when the Giants were floundering, especially with Kapler and Farhan, you know, the year before, you guys asked some tough questions. You know, you guys went after him, not in a disrespectful way. And then, you know, regarding Wiggins, hey, that's a personal thing, and the team was very, you know, held the line and protected their player the way they should have. What are you going to do? You're going to be like the National Enquirer and chase his car around and find where he is? No, of course not. You know, you got to be respectful. So I think you guys are doing a great job. I think you got the right amount of a critical analysis. I love listening to you guys. I've been doing it for years, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Steve-O. Appreciate the call. Now, I don't know if this is a chicken or the egg thing.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
I really would love to know where that came from, man.
Well, it came from you.
Yeah, but I think it's AI. It, like,
no, it's not.
I remember
you saying it.
Look at Evan laugh. Go ahead, because I want to give Evan and you some love after you say your thought.
Well, give it to me now.
Well, you said, and I don't want to spill the beans, but you said it on air, that you were going to make a more of a conscious effort to get out to the games and be in the post-game pressers. Yeah. And Evan, he's in their scrum. He's in there, and he does a great job at asking questions. What word am I looking for, Evan? Like, the important questions, you know? And I'll never forget, early on in my career, I can give you the thought, I believe, with the best of them in my comfort zone, which is the show and the mic in front of me. But Raymond Ritter, I put my hand up, gave me that mic to ask the question. Stani, the frog was bigger than any frog you ever seen. And I was like, I can never experience that again. So, Evan, kudos for you to be able to do it. You do it well. And also, you've done it, but I just, removing me from being on the radio, guys, I just like someone, a guy or gal, to ask a real hard question, Stani. I don't want to fight, but just ask. And we may not get it, but it's almost like if it's asked, you feel like you got it, if that makes any sense. And that's why I keep shouting out Willard and Dibbs when they have Kerr on. This is from the Comcast business text line from the 408. You guys are absolutely soft. Shanahan talks down to the Bay Area media like you guys are idiots, and nobody challenges him. It's fair.
Now that's a real thought. Wow.
It's fair.
Well, are you going to...
It's a fair opinion.
But are you going to this person saying that we're soft, are you really going to step into his arena? Like, who in that room knows more about football than Kyle Shanahan to be able to challenge him and say, well, actually, you know, in that cover three scenario, that ball needs to go here. Why didn't you call up a player, dial up something? Like, who is going to be able to really do that to the point to actually challenge Kyle Shanahan
in his arena.
Exactly. And I do think that's a big part of it. You know, I just remember Don Nelson.
That's that a great if
you
point, man.
Boy, you better be careful with how you ask him a question, because he's going to make a fool out of you.
Oh.
And nobody likes to be made a fool out of. And so that's the other risk you run. If you want to be a guy who's going to challenge these guys, and you want to be somebody who gets a reaction out of a player or a coach or a GM, you're going to have to be prepared to take a hit. And nowadays, it kind of stinks, because taking a hit means you're going to get ripped on social media. And if you don't have a thick skin, it's going to get to you.
But what if the question is about the cover three, like Evan brought up, and me asking Kyle or somebody asking Kyle, Stani, about real life, the relationship between him and the star receiver?
Yeah,
There is no, you can embarrass me with the X's and O's there.
Well, I mean, to me...
You know what?
Somebody could go to the... Okay, Kyle Shanahan's talking tomorrow at 12:40, I believe. We'll probably either cut it up right away, or we will take it live. But couldn't I just say to Kyle Shanahan, if I go to the press conference tomorrow, hey, what's your relationship with Brandon like? You're not going to get anything juicy. You know what I'm saying? Right.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Well, so we all saw the news this morning about Devontae Adams being traded from the Las Vegas Raiders to the New York Jets. Another blockbuster wide receiver trade has just come in. The Cleveland Browns are trading wide receiver Amari Cooper to the Buffalo Bills. No reports on what for what,
but Amari Cooper
is going to be a Bill.
Wow. And don't forget, he was mentioned... way back.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
In the Brandon Ayuk scenario back in the day.
Wow.
So Devontae Adams is on the move. He's going to the Jets. Amari Cooper is going to the Buffalo Bills.
I do wonder what else is on Cleveland's roster that the Niners could possibly need. Like, if that's a signal of, I mean, you know what? We're about to do a teardown, but Buffalo came up with that to replace Diggs with Amari.
888-957-9570 is the number. We've got three-time Super Bowl champ Randy Cross joining us at 11:45. But for the next half hour, we'll take your calls about the Bay Area media and whether or not we're doing a good enough job of holding the people we cover accountable.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.